gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hype horn. It's so good when it's Friday, and I'm happy because this time last week, I had no voice. My voice was gone. Finally, I feel like a week later, I've got it back. Oh, by the way, we're the Joe and Alex Show. This is Radio Now, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and you can call in. We love talking to you. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. If you're not good with letters, let me give you all the numbers. 833-563-2539. And everything happening on our show goes online at joeandalexshow.com. Alex is out today. She actually lost her voice. And you guys hear this, Liv and Porkchop, she's blaming me for not having a voice.
Why? Because you had no voice, so she somehow caught your no-voiceness?
Well, she's saying it's because of what we did yesterday on the show where we sang and, you know, we did stuff and she got the death metal song.
Right. So, if anything, I feel like that would be Porkchop's fault.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I prefer to blame things on Porkchop anyway, so we will see how bad it is. She actually, did she send audio or something, like a voicemail, did you say? Or she sent like a voice memo or something?
Yeah, she has something, but I... didn't know we wanted that.
No,
right,
I don't
now.
Have it yet. I'm saying when we get it, I'll play it on the show. She sent it this morning. She's like, hey, I can't come in. I'm like, sure. She just wants a 3-day week. And I am so skeptical. So to my left, doing the duty of 100 people today, Liv the Web Girl. How are you?
I'm good. You know how my phone has just been out of whack recently?
Yeah, the Chinese family hacked it.
Yeah, okay. Well, so the Chinese family hacked it over a year ago, but I have like no service. I took it to Apple and they're actually sending it off and like they're actually fixing my phone and they gave me a lender phone.
Ooh.
For right now. Yes, oh, it's God. Not. So my screen was shattered, which like shocker, I have shattered screen.
Did you already shatter the new one?
No, I haven't yet, but I'm so scared to. So like I have to buy a cover for this iPhone. One, it's an iPhone 6 and I have an iPhone 7. So it's a little bit of a downgrade, but they gave me, it like looks brand new and it's shiny and
wow.
It's not shattered. Ooh. So I need to get a screen protector and a case on it before I shatter it.
God, what happens? Like, is there something like, let's say God forbid you broke it. Would you have to pay for that?
I think I would have to pay for it.
Oh,
yeah.
God, Liv. Buy it all.
I know.
Buy it all. That would suck. So they finally said your phone's that bad that they're going to do something with it?
Finally. It only took a Chinese family to get to it, it being shattered, me having no storage, no service, and finally they're sending it off to get it fixed.
There's probably somebody with Russia involved in your phone, too.
Probably so, by now.
Well, I hope that gets fixed for you, honestly, because you went through that crap forever where your phone does not work, and man, your phone's like part of your body. Producer Porkchop, speaking of people with an amazing body, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Why do I have an amazing body?
I just was trying to make a transition
and
give you a
compliment.
Yeah, he was just
trying to make a smooth transition.
I mean,
so.
What do you want me to say? Speaking of somebody that's always breaking down and not dependable, I mean,
hey,
I could do that if you want.
I did something dependable. I got gas before work this morning.
Oh,
so I didn't
wow.
break down.
I always risk it. I never stop to get gas before work. Sometimes I really will if it's like I've been driving on empty for a couple days.
Uh-huh.
But like, remember how I mentioned my gas gauge? It doesn't work.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, it's like, I mean, it works, but
it's not accurate.
Right. I know I run out when it's close to one quarter left, and I was really close to a quarter left, so.
I feel like that's how so many things in your life are. Like, you always are just like, everything half works.
Well, I mean, hey, I bought my car brand new 11 years ago. So like 11 years ago, it was cool. It's just old now, but it's still cool.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you were able to get some gas in there and you didn't run out, because that would certainly suck a lot. My day is all about getting ready for Saturday.
Yay!
I'm having coworkers and some friends over. I've been talking about doing this forever, but I want to start doing like a game night once a month or so. So you guys were all invited. This is the initial round. I hope that you guys show up and show out and things go well. If not, just letting you know, you may not get the invite the next time around.
I'm coming, and I'm going to bring my own food, so you and your wife, Lindsay, don't have to worry about all my dietary restrictions.
We were talking about that. She was talking to her cousin who's got a gluten allergy. I'm like, I don't know. We're going to get Liv, like, water. We'll offer her air. I don't know what to do. So, all right, cool.
You're not going to want me to come because I'm going to win all the games.
Dude, no. It's going to get competitive.
I know, and Joe's the most competitive person ever, yeah. So this is going to be interesting.
Somebody's going to leave my house never talking to me again.
Yeah, you'll never invite me back.
We got a lot going on today's show. We got Freak Show Friday. That's going on at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Also today, we're going to be hooking you up with an Amazon Echo Dot. It's part of our 12 Dots Christmas. We're doing this today, and I just found out we get to do it all next week on the Joe and Alex Show. So that's a lot of things that are coming up. You'll know about this, like I said, if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, there's another scandal at CBS. Also, I'll tell you who the highest paid model is, and Pitbull came out with a new song, and we've got a tease for you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
CBS allegedly paid Eliza Dushku $9.5 million to hush her claim of sexual harassment by Michael Weatherly on the set of his new show, Bull. If you don't know who Michael Weatherly is, he was on NCIS for years.
Okay.
And if you don't know who Eliza Dushku is, she appeared on tons of movies and TV shows like Bring It On, Buffy the Vampire, and The Big Bang Theory. Dushku also appeared on 3 episodes of the CBS show, Bull. Her role was meant to continue, but after she complained of sexual harassment by Weatherly last year, she was written off the series and paid what the network claims was the balance of what she would have been paid as a series regular. Dushku said the harassment included Weatherly pulling her over his lap, spanking her, making remarks about her legs, and asking her if she would like to go have a threesome, and inviting her to his rape van.
Well, that just sounds like a wonderful thing to do. Wow.
Yeah, Weatherly issued a statement in response to the story, saying, "During the course of taping our show, I made some jokes, mocking some lines in the script. When Eliza told me that she wasn't comfortable with my language and attempt at humor, I was mortified to have offended her and immediately apologized. After reflecting on this further, I better understand that what I said was both not funny and not appropriate, and I am sorry and regret the pain that this has caused Eliza." So he says that he has not affected whether she was fired or not or paid off.
Well, that's what I would say, too. But
right.
It kind of sounds like he made her not want to be there.
Amy Adams was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and talked about her daughter. She said she has named their elf on the shelf Sprite, and that she had to be extra sensitive to what she said in the interview because her daughter is obsessed with watching YouTube videos of her mom's interviews. Here's a clip of her telling a funny story about her daughter.
She started to get really sassy, though, and kind of, I don't know where she gets it. So. Like this morning, I was kind of giving her a hard time about something, and she held up her cereal and her spoon, and she goes, "I've got cereal, Mom, and I'm not afraid to use it." And I was like,
I just think that is so funny and so cute, especially that they named their elf on the shelf Sprite. Kendall Jenner is the world's highest paid model. Kendall earned $22.5 million in the 12 months prior to June 2018 to tops this year's ranking of highest paid models according to Forbes' annual list. Karlie Kloss came in second with $13 million, followed by Chrissy Teigen with $11.5 million, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley with $11.5 million, and Gisele Bündchen came in fifth with $10 million.
Once again, a list I didn't end up on.
Pitbull has released his own version of the Toto classic Africa featuring singer Rhea. The song will appear on Aquaman's soundtrack and it is called Ocean to Ocean. Here's a clip of the song.
From ocean to ocean, sea to sea, I'm something that you gotta see.
That sounds actually pretty good, but I mean, it's funny because every Pitbull song is the exact same.
I know, but I absolutely love Pitbull. Coming up in the next garbage, apparently Dax Shepard hooked up with someone while he was with Kristen Bell.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, scams suck, especially when they happen to you. Holiday time is the peak season for when these things happen. I've got not one, not two, but six holiday scams that they're warning you. Pay attention for these. I'll tell you what they are. Give me about 7 minutes. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us and making us a part of your day. Or if you ever check us out on our podcast, which is pretty much everywhere, just search for the Joe and Alex Show. Go ahead and rate us and give us a review. We really do appreciate you. There's a lot of scams going on. I mean, they happen year-round. Seems like more and more and more. Once again, I got an offer this past week from a Nigerian prince, but I turned that one down. But they're saying, guys, that there's these holiday scams that you need to watch out for. And there's actually probably more than this, but here's six of them that I've been able to find. They're saying social media gift exchanges. It's like, hey, let's do this. You know, it shows up on your feed around the holidays. It promises that you'll receive several gifts. All you got to do is just send one gift, but it's a pyramid scheme. They kind of just bait you into sending something and give you nothing.
Oh, I would fall for something like this.
Well, of course. It's like one gift and I'll get a couple. This is amazing.
I don't understand pyramid schemes at all either. So
that should be something you do for I Don't Get It with Liv the Web Girl. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. I'm not going to get into that one. We could be on it all day. Free gift cards. They usually come in the form of phishing emails or pop-up ads. If you see one, definitely don't click any of those links or share any of the personal information. Because like, hey, free gift card to whatever your favorite place is or just a place that they come up with. You click it. I mean, who wouldn't want a $20 or $50 gift card?
That's like the biggest scam out there. I see that all the time.
I could totally, and I hope she's not listening right now. I love my mom, but my mom could fall for this one definitely. That gift card thing. She's like, what a deal. Also, watch out for unusual forms of payments. If you're buying stuff online, which a majority of us are doing now, be on the lookout for anyone asking for a form of payment that can't be traced or undone once you actually send the payment. Mainly prepaid debit cards, gift cards, or a wire transfer. I mean, all this seems obvious, but I guarantee you this is going to happen.
I don't even know how to do a wire transfer.
Once again, your lack of knowledge is a good thing here. This is good for you. Fake shipping notifications. Scammers send fake shipping emails to trick you into opening the email and entering personal info and passwords. This is the biggest thing. It's kind of phishing.
For sure.
All these go there. That's why I get so, I don't understand how they do it. I have a couple of things that I subscribe to in my Apple iTunes.
Yeah.
And I get emails all the time and I hover over and I see it's a fake email, but it looks like they're trying to make it look like it came from Apple.
Yes, I get those all the time in my email. I have like a junk email where yeah. I use that to order everything, all of my packages, mm-hmm. and I'm constantly getting emails there. It was like, your shipment has sent, or check your shipment, and I'm like, oh, because I'm ordering so much stuff, and then I look at it for like an extra second, I'm like, yeah, that's fake.
Yeah, and if you click on it, it's like, oh, hey, I needed this information. I'm like, well, I need to make sure my shipment gets here, but yeah, watch out for that. That is something you definitely want to do. A couple more things, holiday scams you need to watch out for. Phony charities, and I feel like I'm a charitable person. I'm not like the biggest giver, but I don't mind giving money every now and then, especially to a cause I find near and dear. But around the holidays, I think we're all kind of buttered up. You know, we see something like, okay, I'll give you money. What do you need?
You would fall for this more than anyone else on the show. And that's because like me and Porkchop are both too broke.
You want to help, but you can't.
Exactly. Like, I need to feed myself before I feed someone else right now.
Then this is how they get us, Liv. Phony charities. Look out for charity names that sound similar to well-known organizations. And if you're on the fence, try verifying the charity at give.org, which is a good idea. If you're wondering if it's a legit thing, it's most likely on give.org.
Right. So, like, probably if it's, like, Blue Cross, that might not be real.
Well, that is an insurance agency. Oh, but, yes, I get what you're saying. Live the web girl without insurance. And our final one here. Temporary holiday jobs, because they're always like, hey, looking for temporary seasonal work, help us out. Scammers use fake job postings to get, once again, personal info from the applicants. So be suspicious of anyone asking for personal info over the phone or online before actually meeting them to have a face-to-face interview, or be cautious of any job that requires you to pay for equipment or software up front. That would be me. I'm like, oh, how much do I have to send for this? Okay, here's 50.
People turn savage around the holidays. I was shopping at Forever 21, mm-hmm. and one of the employees said that she had to full down sprint after someone who stole a ton of stuff from the store into the parking lot, and that there was a car running and waiting for her to jump into. It was like a heist.
Yeah, you got to watch out. Those are some holiday tips to be aware of when it comes to different scams out there. We'll put this up on our podcast at joeandalexshow.com. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, Joe's Need to Know News. Got to tell you about something that I think all of us millennials could use. It's a class that will, I guess, Live the Web Girl help you out probably the most, an adulting class.
I need that.
Yeah, we're going to sign you up for this. We'll tell you about that and everything else you need to know next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, shout out to you no matter where you're at listening. We'd love to know from you. Give us a tweet. It's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Shout out to our good buddy DJ Hugh Jeffner. He's actually got us pumping this morning at his office, at his work. So do you know I wonder what he does for a living, because DJs are always interesting people.
I didn't know he did anything other than DJ.
No,
I just thought he DJ'd.
Do you think he's like, maybe, I wonder what he does.
I love Hugh Jeffner, and anytime that I've been drinking around him, I always go up to him, because initially I thought he was intimidating, and I'm always like, you have the best beats, man. Like, I love dancing to your stuff.
I love when you beat that beat up. All right, let's get into it right now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Dozens of places, this was kind of scary yesterday, across the U.S. and Canada, received bomb threats via email yesterday afternoon, prompting evacuations, sweeps of buildings. Just, you got to be take the precautions. The threats were made to schools, colleges, courthouses, and even the media in several cities, including San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Miami, Washington, D.C., and more. Some of the threats demanded Bitcoin in order for the bombs not to be detonated. All the threats turned out to be fake, and the FBI is investigating.
That's like such a 2018 story.
It's insane,
like,
though.
Like, requesting Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, for sure, but it's untraceable. Like, if it was real, that's a genius way to do it, because you're not going to catch them.
Yeah, that is really smart. That's so scary, though.
Well, this is scary, too. A teen killed himself yesterday during a confrontation with police at Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond, Indiana. The school was placed on lockdown after officials received a tip that a teen was on his way to the school to hurt others. Now, the 14-year-old boy shot out the glass at a door at the outside of the building to get entrance into there. Because a lot of schools now, they have security and the doors are locked, so you can't get in
that's
there.
That's so scary.
Cops arrived at the same time and chased the boy to the second floor. They exchanged gunfire before the teen took his own life. Now, the boy wasn't currently a student at the school, and authorities wouldn't give out any more details on him because he's a juvenile, but it's so sad, and I believe that school's closed today and on Monday, too, because those kids are still going through a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't imagine.
I remember when I was in school, and I remember, like, hearing about Columbine, but that was, like way back, but that was, like, right. A one-off. And now it's, like, I could not imagine being a parent nowadays. I could not imagine being a student nowadays. It's just so different.
The scariest thing that I had to face in school was, like, a tornado drill.
Or, like, a pop quiz.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, crap, I didn't study. Why is it that I always miss the good deals? And I'm kind of blaming everybody else here that nobody saw this and told me about it. Kentucky Fried Chicken's Fire Log sold out in just hours yesterday. The limited edition 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log smells, just like their famous fried chicken, and it costs $20.
See, I would like that, but it would make me so hungry.
Oh, God, that'd be a great
so
smell.
So hungry. I should have gotten some for my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, because he is obsessed with KFC.
I saw KFC in the news yesterday, but it was for something else.
What'd you see?
You didn't see?
No.
Someone, like, posted a picture online from Minnesota. There was, like, a chicken brain in their chicken.
All right, you know what? Sometimes you ruin my day.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't see, I saw that everywhere, Snapchat, Instagram.
We had such a good story, Pork Chop, with this, like, log that smells like fried chicken, and then you had to come in with the chicken brain.
Thank you.
I bet you they came up with that story after, so they could, like, overshadow it.
Yeah, thank you. Alex is out today because her voice is gone, but you had to bring down my story in honor of her.
Hey, so. chicken brains are smarter than lips.
Oh, gosh.
Hey. No.
Kidding.
God, the tension between you two. Speaking of food places, this is kind of cool, and now it makes me want to get a Whopper. Burger King is giving away $30,000 just before Christmas. In their 12 days leading up to Christmas Eve, the fast food chain, this is genius, is launching the 12 days of Cheesemus promotion.
Mm.
Burger King will be giving away, let me get the frog out of my throat, everything from a year's worth of free chicken fries to a trip to Bermuda, a Jeep, SUV,
gosh.
$500 airline voucher, a 43-inch TV, an HP Chromebook, and more. And every purchase made through their app, that's why they're really promoting this thing, during the 12 days of Cheesemus, will automatically enter one customer into the grand prize drawing for $30,000.
That's insane. How do you know if you won something? Will it pop up on the app?
I would hope so. I just feel like all those things, nobody actually wins, like the Monopoly game.
Yeah.
I love playing it. But do you know one person in your life that's like, hey, I won something besides a medium fry?
No, I don't.
Nope.
And that the Monopoly thing, wasn't that like a fraud?
It was. It was like some kind of a mob connection right there. So
that makes me so sad.
I'm the king. Liv the Web Girl's dad is involved in the mob, so maybe.
Allegedly.
Okay. And finally, Liv the Web Girl, I saw the story, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to have to sign her up today. There's an adulting school for millennials.
Cooking, budgeting, or time management are now signing up for classes designed to teach them those basics. These are crash courses in adulting. Rachel Flendinger co-founded the Adulting School in Portland, Maine. Now, the classes are geared toward teaching millennials skills that adults need to know. Rachel's also working to launch online classes as well. Experts say millennials are behind on life skills because many haven't left their childhood home. The adulting courses can help them catch up. Better late than never. I think so. All right. Thanks so much for watching.
All right. So, Liv, what do you think about signing you up for these classes?
Like, I don't want it, but I need it. Also, the thing about, like, not leaving the childhood home, I don't know if that's the case because every single one of my friends has left their childhood home. But no, we still do need that adulting class.
What's like a class that you could really benefit? I mean, if you can narrow it down to one or two, Liv.
Everything that they said, budgeting, 1,000%. Maybe just a crash course on like what taxes and like taxes maybe.
I don't think taxes, I mean, I don't know you, like all your stuff, but I don't think your biggest problem is like paying your taxes at, you know,
yeah,
by April 15th.
Probably.
I don't think
registration, insurance.
And maybe just time management.
Yeah, getting to work on time.
Time management, fitting in, like getting like my registration. Budgeting would help for me to be able to afford the registration for my car.
Balancing your checkbook.
I don't even know what that
no,
means.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, well, I'll put a link up for everybody if they want to sign up too, but we're going to get Liv the Web Girl signed up for that class. You can see Joe's Need to Know News. It's all posted at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, can you tell me what language the song is sung in? These are Christmas traditional songs, but they're in different languages.
Oh, sheesh.
Non-English here. We're going to broaden your horizon. We're going to spread a little Christmas diversity coming up in about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show. Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Call us, too. Our number, you can save it in your phone, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Don't ask me how I found this. I just went into one of those YouTube holes where I was looking for one thing, and I found another.
I love YouTube rabbit holes.
Yes, and this is what I found. I was looking for Christmas stuff for next week, and I actually found Christmas songs in other languages.
Ooh.
So kind of a friendly thing. That we're not going to keep score or anything, but you can buzz in or let me know when you think you know it here. I'm going to play a song, and I want you to try to actually tell me what language it's in, because I think it'll be pretty easy to hear the music, and you'll know, oh, this is what that song is.
Yeah, not what country live, what language.
Oh, like, gosh. We speak English.
I know what we speak.
Okay. Right. That's all I speak. I don't speak English. Okay.
I wish I could speak other languages.
Yeah, I failed Spanish when I was in high school, so I'm working on it. I'm working. Here we go. Here's the first song, a Christmas tune in a different language. Give this one a listen. Let me know what you think. I like that beat.
I have no idea what this is.
Well, I gotta hear the words. This beat, though, legit.
Live?
Yes.
Is that Mandarin?
Yes!
Holy cow!
Oh, yeah! Live. I went to college.
Yeah, Mandarin Chinese.
So did I.
That was a long time ago, pork chop.
Here we go. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees it long. I don't know what they're saying anymore.
What if they're cursing?
Well, then we're going to get fired today. All right, let's go to our next one right here. Tell me if you can figure out the language. Just give me a little buzz. Now, this beat's also fire.
Dang.
1, 2, 3, Christmas.
That's English.
No.
Wait.
That's just the beginning.
Liv.
Yeah.
Is this French?
No. Pork chop.
What do you think it is?
Spanish.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
You thought he was going to play Feliz Navidad.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like you thought that. I mean, these are good songs. Do you know that?
Jingle Bell Rock?
No.
No.
Rudolph.
Oh, that's what it is.
Christmas Eve. Santa came to say.
Ho, ho, ho.
Not with your nose so bright. So in Spanish, I've learned this in English, won't is the same. That's my takeaway from stuff, because I'm terrible even at the English language. All right, you guys are actually doing pretty good right here, and I think these are so cool. This one right here is probably, to me it's funny, but it's also kind of boring. It's just because it's kind of slow.
This is Silent Night, right?
Dang. Yeah.
I'm so smart.
Well, I mean, it is a beat. Calm down. You know what? Hold on. You tell me the language, and we'll see how smart you are. Listen to this.
Pork chop.
I have a guess, too.
Okay, I want to hear Liv's guess
first. No. Pork chop's guess first.
What is your guess?
Wait. I changed it.
Okay, go.
Well, I was going to say Tagalog, but I'm changing to Russian.
What was your first guess?
Tagalog?
I don't even know what that is.
He's just flexing right now.
No, I was going to say from the Philippines, but then after I heard some of that, I was like, oh, that's like Russian.
What's your guess, Liv?
I was going to guess German.
No
You're
way.
You're looking at my screen.
No,
you?
I'm not.
Is it
you
German?
You think I can see that far away? Are you kidding me? Is it German? Hey, I am so smart.
It is amazing what Liv knows and what she does not know. She can identify German-speaking things, but...
That's what my parents say to me every day.
I hope you have more. We can't end with her winning 2-1.
No, okay, I got a couple more. Here we go. All right, listen to this song, and you got to tell me what language it's in. Here we go.
This is Drummer Boy.
You're not getting extra credit
for
that.
I know, I just want to...
Here we go.
Hold on.
Liv? What do you think?
I'm going to guess Portuguese.
Ooh. She's probably right. I bet you're right. Ooh.
Dang it.
Oh, it's probably somewhere close to there, though.
It's not even close to Portugal.
Really?
No.
Rumpa
pum pum. That's easy.
Oh, mate, can I guess again?
Sure. I mean, there's no real winner or loser here.
Arabic?
Nope.
Wow, I'm showing how uncultured I am.
It's Italian.
Really?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Of course. That was on the tip of your tongue. Final one here. These are songs and Christmas songs sung in different languages. Kind of, you know, get a little culture here on the Joe and Alex show.
This is good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year.
Je te dis joyeux Noël.
French.
Yeah. I knew that was French too.
We tied.
Is that a game? I only know German because you always sound angry when you talk German. It's like, we wish you a Merry Christmas. But that was actually kind of Russian when I said it.
I think French is so sexy.
Oh, really? I can't stand
really?
French.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Listen to this.
I love it.
You want to hear something crazy?
French. What?
So I took French in high school, and I actually got an A+ in French and a C in English.
Why are you trying to do all these weird flexes?
Yeah,
right
I know.
Now?
He's ragging.
Like, chill.
Like, I got an A+. Like, what did you do for extra credit? I want to know what you did for extra credit.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, wait, neuf, deux.
Looks like you're down to an A-.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up next, I have been trying to make money. You guys, if you listen to the Joe and Alex Show, know that no matter what I do in life, I'm always going to think I'm poor and I'm always trying to do a side hustle. I've been doing a new side hustle this week, and I want to give you guys an update and let you know how it's going. I'll do it after Bozzy and Camila Cabello. Yeah, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning to you. Okay, if you've got a side hustle, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you got a full-time gig where you're trying to make extra money, or maybe you're that person that's always hustling and you got like five different part-time jobs. Because that's the thing, like I'm comfortable. Like I'm very thankful to be able to do the show. We're doing really well, and that's because of you listening to the show. I really appreciate that. I mean, like this is the best, that I've ever had in my life. I'm so thankful for that.
Well, I'm glad you're doing so well.
Hey, you're doing well yourself.
I know,
you just don't realize
that. I'm just kidding.
I would kill to be in the position you're in at your age. Oh my God.
I agree.
Anyways, maybe Liv can take advantage of this too, because apparently we have her on pennies a day, like a sick child that needs a meal or something. I want to know, what do you do for that side hustle to make that extra money? 833-JOE-ALEX, because I want to hustle with you. I want to make that money. 833-563-2539. I'm going to share what I've been trying to do this week, but I know Porkchop, you probably have a suggestion because you're always hustling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a time where I had four jobs at one time.
Four?
Jeez. Yeah, and they were all like kind of full time. Like, I worked at Papa John's, I worked at Applebee's, I was on the radio, and I Uber drove.
Okay,
And I DJ'd weddings. I had five jobs.
I used to DJ weddings, and that was great money. That was probably the best thing ever, but everything comes with a cost. You'd lose your weekends because you'd be out DJing a thing.
I worked over 100 hours a week. I didn't just lose my weekends.
See, that's my issue.
I lost my life.
Well, you want to have like a balance?
I can't lose my weekends.
Okay. But you got to make that money. Now listen, I get the DJing part. What did you do at like Papa John's? I got a pizza place. Were you making it or delivering it?
40 hours a week making pizzas.
Okay, was that good money or like how was that?
Not at all. It was not good money. It was minimum wage.
See, okay, I've always heard people too that maybe if you do pizza stuff, as far as delivering, I hear you can make decent money, like maybe up to $1,000 or $2,000
really?
In a month. But that comes on tips.
Yeah, and I don't want my car to smell.
Well, honestly, of all the smells my car has had in its life, pizza would probably be a better smell to have. So I'm going to take your calls right now, 833-JOE-ALEX, and I want to know what you got for that side hustle. But for me right now, the thing that I've been trying to do this week, and I'm still learning, I'm getting better, I've only done it 2 days, but the thing I've been doing is trying to charge the scooters, like the Bird scooters and the Lime scooters.
Yeah.
And I've seen people do it, and I was like, okay, because I want to make money, and that's easy. But I am struggling so much.
I don't understand how.
You have the app. You sign up to be called like a charger or a juicer, depending on what you do. And there's a different mode for those people that actually, as if there's like a driver for Lyft.
Right.
It's a different mode. So it shows you like where you can pick up these scooters at a certain time, usually after 9 o'clock at night, or if they're lower charged during the day, you can go out and pick them up. And they're worth anywhere from $5 to $20. The higher priced ones are damn near impossible to find. Last night, I honestly thought somebody was going to pull a gun on me because they
because
they had the scooter inside of their house, and I went up politely because you're not supposed to. But I mean, I don't care. It's not my scooter, but I'm trying to get money because I drove all the way out there to get it. Who in it? And like they just were all over me. I'm like, oh crap! And I argue with this person. Then this other guy was like hoarding them. People keep them to because the longer they go missing, they're worth more money. But you're not supposed
to
keep them at your house.
Insane! This is like an underground thing.
It is, and I'm watching all these videos, learning things. But I ended up getting these scooters. But it's like I'm never going back again. Like to certain parts of town, I'll never go back just because people are doing these illegal, shady things to try to make extra money.
Crazy! That's so smart, though.
I spent yesterday probably about 2 hours looking around, collecting them, and then just getting them. And then this morning, I dropped them off before I came into work.
So how much did you make?
I made $16, and I'd say in about 2.5 hours worth of time. Ooh. And that to me is not really. I feel like there's other jobs I could do where I wouldn't have to drive around, waste gas, and I can make more money.
That is not worth it at all.
But then I see a guy this morning. I'm driving into work early around like 4:45 or so, and I see this guy. I think he had 30 or 40 of these bikes in his pickup truck. I'm like, how the hell are you getting them all? Because I can't find anybody.
Literally, almost every single day on my way to work, I see one of those Lime scooter picker uppers or Bird.
Yeah,
and they have at least 30 in the back of their car.
And that's how you're making money because those are $5 a pop. 5 times 30, dang, you're going to be sitting pretty. So 833 Joe Alex, Tara, you're on the show. And what do you do for that side hustle for that money?
I'm involved in Forex, which is the foreign exchange for different currencies in different countries.
What does that even mean? I've never heard of that. What do you do?
So it's like it's trading stocks. It's day stocks. So you're doing like penny stocks during the day. I just started, but a lot of people that are on my team, they're cashing out like $400 each day. And there was just somebody yesterday. Yeah, there's somebody that cashed out the other day $170,000.
What?
Okay, this sounds illegal.
That sounds like Jordan Belfort stuff. You know, the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. No, it's a $5.3 trillion company.
Is it legal?
Yes, it's currency. It's very legal. It's a foreign exchange.
I have a hard time with my own dollars. I don't know, but Tara, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing.
That's amazing.
That doesn't sound like it's going to work for me. Nicole, what do you got? Any suggestions? I'm trying to side hustle and trying to figure out what's the best way to make that money because this scooter thing is not working out.
I used to work 3 jobs just to pay my rent. I used to work at a barn, and I went there 3 times a day for about 2 hours. In between the 2 evening shifts, I worked as a pizza delivery, and I made, I believe, $300 a week.
What?
So, do you feel like $300 a week was worth what you did for the actual time?
Yeah.
All right. So
I was always making $5, $10 tips.
Wow. Okay.
Do you converse with them at the door? Like, how are you making $5 or $10? Because that seems like a high tip.
So I've actually been delivering pizzas since I could drive. I've been working at the pizza place since I could work.
Okay.
I learned all the things that all the drivers were doing and started doing everything right. I would call the customer before I left the store to let them know I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
That was before the tracker thing had been implemented.
Okay, so that now it's probably just creepy. Like, why is this guy calling me if I do that?
Yeah. So instead, I just call them when I'm like 2 or 3 minutes away. That way, they have enough time to get themselves together. I don't want to be knocking on the door when they're trying to have some funky time or whatever.
Yeah, no kidding. I would hope they'd wait for the pizza to get there. Otherwise, it'll upset your stomach.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
So my side hustle right now that I currently do is Uber driving.
Yeah.
And the most I've ever made is $100 an hour.
That's insane. I need to get on something like that. My friend, Whitney, has so many side hustles going on. So she's a wedding photographer and she does that on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And then she's a bartender at a restaurant. And then she also sells stuff on Etsy. She makes macrames, which do you guys know what those
I've
are?
I've heard of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of hipsters will know what that is. And then she just has a million more. I need to get on that level because I'm broke.
Yeah, if you got any other suggestions and you couldn't get through, let us know on our Twitter. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in The Garbage, Miley Cyrus opens up about the Malibu wildfires, and did Max Shepherd cheat on Kristen Bell? And your favorite reality star says he was racially profiled.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus was on Jimmy Fallon last night and opened up how she's dealing and coping with losing her home in the Malibu wildfires.
To have that taken away is really shocking and devastating, but the things that I've learned from this experience, it definitely doesn't make, you know, when you remember things that you loved and lost, and whether it's photos or old Elvis records or something my dad's given me, it doesn't make it easier. But being able to go back and rebuild this together, you know, be stronger together, really get to live that out, it's given a really beautiful light at the end of something pretty dark.
She then later opened up about her parents' favorite activity to do together.
My mom's a big stoner. She smokes more pot than anyone that I know. And like, you know, I'll call her on the phone and she'll say, I gotta go, you know, I got something real important I gotta get to. And I'm like, I know there's a doobie on your lap, just show me. And she's like, okay, I gotta go smoke this with your dad. Actually, it's very sweet. They smoke together and they play with these hummingbirds. And they've named them all, and that's like their little magic time is smoking weed and naming hummingbird.
All right, well, that's what Billy Ray does at this time nowadays when he's not doing the watermelon crawl. Okay.
Julie Andrews' granddaughter, Katie Edwards, claims that she had an affair with Dax Shepard 2 years after he started dating Kristen Bell. The former model told the Daily Mail in an interview that she bumped into the actor at a party in Hollywood in late 2009 after meeting him 4 years earlier. She said there was a photo booth at the party, and that's where things started.
I was house-sitting for a girlfriend of mine in Hollywood, and there was a party. And he was there. And there was a photo booth. And he threw me into this photo booth with him. And it was kind of like this makeout session in this photo booth.
Nice.
They then went to a friend's house where they flipped pancakes, and Edward shared photos to the newspaper of herself and Shepard making out in the photo booth. Shepard denied the claims on Instagram, writing, "Hey, Daily Mail, that photo is 13 years old, not 9. Also, Katie has sold many stories to tabloids about Matthew Perry, Jack Osborne, Kid Rock, and now me. I look forward to her next one. Fingers crossed it's about my number one, Brad Pitt." Queer Eye star Tan France claims TSA pulled him out of an airport security 3 times this week because of racial profiling. The fashion designer, who is of Pakistani descent, revealed on social media that he was put through extra security checks 3 separate times while flying this week. France tweeted, "I was just told by a TSA agent it's because my name is on a list. WTF, I'm brown, but that does not mean I'm a damn security risk." He added that he's been subjected to humiliating pat-downs and bag searches just because of his race.
"The reason why I wanted to post this is so I can tag TSA. Hopefully they'll see this at some point and figure out why the they're treating me like this, because I know the answer. I know why I'm being profiled."
Yeah, if you didn't hear that, he says he knows why he's being profiled and he doesn't want this to happen to anyone else. And Ryan Reynolds released a hilarious video to promote his aviation gin, joking about how it's made.
"It begins each morning at 4 a.m. The distillers of Aviation American Gin rise to greet the new day with 4 hours of silent meditation. The citrus fruits are misted using only the tears of aviation's owner, me, Ryan Reynolds. To ensure that heavenly taste, every bottle of Aviation is ordained by the Unitarian Church of Fresno, California. And then, before it departs home, serenaded with the healing music of Sarah McLachlan."
I really want to try his gin. Not because of the commercial, but I love me some ginny gin gin.
Coming up in the next Garbage, Jerry Seinfeld gives his opinion on Kevin Hart dropping out of the Oscars.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Nick is on hold for Freak Show Friday, and you won't believe what he breeds in his house and then what he does with it. That's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.
She's a very freaky girl. The wings don't hide the light. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Freak Show Friday is your chance to call in and share what makes you a little freaky, a little different, a little weird. We don't judge. We just like to hear your story. You can do this multiple ways. Email the show, probably the most common way, is joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Also, if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, go do that right now, by the way, if you're not already doing that. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can find me, Alex, who's out sick today. She kind of lost her voice. Producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, we're all up there, too. Give us all a follow on this fine Freak Show Friday kind of a day. And those are the ways to get into it. Let's talk to somebody who is, I don't know, kind of a little freaky. And that would be Nick. Hey, Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. And what makes you a freak? What do you do?
Well, I grow, breed, and eat butterflies.
I'm sorry, what?
I grow, and I breed, and then I eat butterflies.
Okay, I'll ask again. What do you mean you grow and breed and eat butterflies?
So I grow, and breed and eat butterflies.
That doesn't. Nick, I've heard it three times, and I still don't understand it. What is this all about? Why do you do this?
I eat butterflies. I don't know. Guys, honestly, whenever I was a kid, I ate a caterpillar, and, a lot of people obviously don't eat bugs, but I kind of enjoyed the flavor, and, and then from there, it turned into butterflies, and, now I grow, I breed and eat butterflies, basically.
Well, where do you do this at? Where is this happening?
In my house. I have it all situated in my house. I have like a lot of plants. I have humidifiers, fans, misters, and
like a little greenhouse inside your house.
Yeah, basically like a little butterfly ecosystem. Best way to describe it.
I'm in literal shock right now.
Like, what do you do? Like, how do you like grow them? Like, do you feed them something special? Is there like a butterfly? What do you call it? Like, feed or something? I don't understand any of this. This makes no sense.
Just like there's all kinds of different types of food that they eat, and then and I have a lot of different breeds. I usually go with like skippers, blues, hair streaks. I mean, those are the main butterflies that I breed and.
Wait, can we look? These real? Can we look this up? Are these real butterfly? I know nothing about butterflies.
So wait, do you work with butterflies? Like, do you work in like a greenhouse or something?
Or at the zoo, maybe?
Yeah.
No, I have like a regular 9-to-5, but that's just it's something I do in my spare time.
So why do you eat them? Do they taste good? Is it something we don't know about?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, though, they taste great to me. I mean, obviously, this isn't something for everybody. They kind of have, a very, earthy kind of flavor, and that's just something that I do. I'll eat, I like the eggs.
Oh, gosh!
Obviously, still eat, caterpillars and things like that. I don't really do the cocoons. I don't really like the texture,
Don't you find it kind of bizarre that you grow them and nurture them and then you end up eating them?
I mean, I guess so, but I guess everybody kind of has their own thing and that's my thing. I don't really find it to be too weird. It's not like, they're not endangered. They live great lives. For the most part.
It sounds like it. That's one hell of a way to end it. But I mean, to be the same thing though, Liv, I guess to see Nick's side, I'm thinking it's like people grow cows and people grow chickens and then they end up eating them.
Exactly. I mean, nobody's saying anything about that. You guys have chicken every night at restaurants and things like that. I mean, it's another animal, except for I grow them myself. I breed them myself. And
so do you eat them for dessert or do you have them for meals? Do you bring them to lunch?
How
filling
are those?
Sometimes, I'll throw them in salads. I'll just snack on them. There's many ways, sandwiches. Yeah. I mean, anything you want, anything you can think of as a meal, it's usually I can find a way to incorporate butterflies into it.
So do you cook them?
No.
You don't cook them. How do you eat them?
You can mix them into things. Sometimes I just eat them just, straight. I just kind of let them fly into my mouth.
Gosh!
It's like baby bird, but, baby butterfly.
So, so I'm producer Porkchop, and I just, I like to cover our end. I just want to make sure, is it safe to eat butterflies? Like, what if someone listening now is like, oh, I want to try this. Like, is it, it's okay?
Yeah, it's okay for the most part. I mean, you want to stay away from monarchs, which is a really popular type of butterfly. Those are actually poisonous.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sick, yeah. You don't want to eat those, but Most other species are totally edible. Brush-footed butterflies, swallowtails, whites and sulfurs and yellows, metal marks. Like I said, you know, I just mostly go skippers.
I'm gonna say, first of all, Nick, that's weird, but thank you for calling in. I would recommend to anybody listening to the Joe and Alex show for Freak Show Friday, maybe don't do that, because you bring up a good point, Pork Chop. I don't want a listener to eat a butterfly,
right,
and do it. Why don't we just stick to crickets? We've never heard anything bad about crickets.
I can't believe you, like, kill them in your mouth.
Yeah, what does it feel like?
I mean, you know, obviously there's a little bit of movement that goes on, but, yeah, it's, just, you know, it's crunchy. It kind of has, like I said, it's like an earthy flavor, and yeah, it's just like, you know.
I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have, like, do your parents know? Does your family know? Girlfriends?
No girlfriend, but yeah, my family definitely knows.
It's hard to believe, no girlfriend there. Wow, okay. What are we getting on social media? Live the Web Girl. It's at Joe and Alex Show if you want to send us a tweet for Freak Show Friday.
Dustin said, Butterfly Billy is definitely single, 1,000%. Shawnee said, this dude is a literal future/current serial killer. And Jared Gaines says, hey man, what's that in your mouth? Oh, it's mothing. Mothing at all. Get it?
Wow, okay. We got some jokesters. Hey, Nick, man, thanks for calling in for Freak Show Friday. That is, is that the grossest thing I've ever heard, but it's pretty weird.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. You know, I think everybody should just be themselves, you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. I'm not hurting anybody else.
Except for the butterflies, but yeah.
Except for the butterflies, yeah.
Yeah, Nick, you do you.
Yeah, you do your thing, man. Live that butterfly life. We appreciate you for being part of the Joe and Alex Show and Freak Show Friday. If you got something, preferably non-butterfly related, for the future Freak Show Fridays, you can get on. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Liv the Web Girl's going to be a mom? Yeah, that's what I was saying. What? We're going to find out. Liv's going to explain in about 3 minutes. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you did not hear this, yeah, we just announced it. Liv the Web Girl is going to be a mom?
No. No, 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 no.
Wait, you're not going to be a mom?
No, I am not. But my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, for a second, thought I was going to be.
Okay, well, explain that then, because I'm even a little shook and concerned over here.
Okay, so I accidentally ordered a bassinet on Amazon, and a bassinet is one of those, like, little tiny baby beds for, like, newborns that you, like, put right next to, like, your bed. And I accidentally ordered it off Amazon. I don't know how I ordered it off Amazon. I think I just, like, accidentally, like, clicked a couple times and it ordered.
What?
I don't know. That's a whole different
story. Wait a minute.
Story.
For someone that's, like, you know, on a budget and you accidentally order something, I'd be freaking out.
Well, so I wasn't sure if it was fraud, but then I was like, that kind of sounds like something I would do. Also, like, sometimes when I sleep, I, like, get really confused and
buy things on Amazon in your sleep.
I'm not sure how it happened. Anyways, I've been getting all my packages delivered to my boyfriend, Joel Daddy's house, because I've struggled getting packages delivered to my apartment.
Yeah, then you can't get a refund or anything. We've heard that story.
Exactly. So I'm getting all of my packages delivered to his house that's in, like, a real neighborhood and everything. And I didn't tell him that I accidentally purchased this because I didn't really think about it. And so all of a sudden, one day, they get a package delivery, and he has three guy roommates, and they're all home, and it's just this white bassinet. It's huge, and the picture of the bassinet is all over the packaging, so you know instantly what it is, and it's delivered with my name on it. My name. Like,
so he's literally thinking this is probably some secret way you're trying to tell him you have a kid?
Yes, he is like, what in the world? And then all of his friends and, like, roommates are like,
congratulations!
What is this? Like, literally, like, holy crap, what is going on? He, like, turned white and he sent me a picture and he was like, what is this? And I told him, and I'm like, look, it was an accidental purchase. I didn't mean to purchase it. Nothing is happening.
It was an accidental pregnancy.
No.
And you're going to be a dad.
It's an accidental purchase. And also, he knows me. This is not very out of character for me to accidentally purchase a bassinet on Amazon. Well, like,
I think that's, like, a great new way to tell your significant other that you're pregnant.
Yeah, just order something.
Yeah, and have it delivered. That's fantastic.
Them.
Yeah.
Like, guess what?
Yeah, the stick thing, like, that's old.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess one day, maybe that's how I'll surprise it. But for now, it was accidental. I'm returning the package. I'm not having a baby.
No, you can't return the package. No.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, if you've noticed, Alex is not here today. She's actually lost her voice, and now she's blaming it on me. She's actually mad. We're going to talk about that next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram, and actually you can follow the entire show. All you got to do is go to at Joe and Alex Show to find everyone. Now, Alex is out today. She called me last night and said, you're probably going to think I'm faking this, but I can't come in tomorrow. I'm like, why? Why can you not come in for 4 or 5 hours and just do the show and go home? She's like, well, I lost my voice, so I actually had her call me, and we talked, and guys, it was pretty, pretty bad. Alex lost her voice, and now she's blaming me. She's mad at me for having to use a vacation day or like a sick day. Now, she says it's because we did this game yesterday called the Music Mashup, and if you missed it, it was around this time. Here's what Alex did. We gave her a song and had her do it in like a heavy metal voice.
Silent Night! Holy Night! All is calm, all is bright. Round young virgin mother and child. Holy, if it's so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
I mean, that did sound a little painful there.
Right.
But I mean, really, that's going to cause somebody to lose their voice.
Was she sick before that?
Well, that's what I asked her. I'm like, well, you got the flu. What do you got? Do you have a fever? She's like, I don't have a fever, but I kind of have been feeling kind of sick from the weather. She says she gets like that. A lot of people get. That's what I got. So I lost my voice last week. It's like sinus nasal drippage crap, and it irritates your vocal cords and your throat. You know, everybody goes through that when the weather gets hot and cold and switches up. Well, she sent me like a voice memo or a voicemail kind of a thing. And I don't know if you guys have heard this yet. It's pretty, pretty hard to hear. So I don't, either she's doing the best faking of her life or this is really bad. So I might pause this as we go so you can hear this. But this is why Alex is not on the show today. And she's blaming me for losing her voice.
Joe, it's Alex. That heavy metal voice ruined my voice yesterday.
Can you hear that at all?
Yeah.
It's so hard to hear because I hear more of the air being pushed out of her body.
Right.
Out of her lungs than I actually can hear her voice.
It's that game. I can't talk. I'm literally trying my hardest to talk.
She's like squeaking too, like a dog toy, kind of.
You.
Oh. Whoa! Hold on. I think she said pork chop. Hold on a second.
Pork chop. You.
Oh, I mean, I guess it is my fault. I'm the one that made the bag of choices, and mm-hmm. She got heavy metal, so that's probably my fault.
Way to go.
Yeah,
I'm
way
so
to go.
Sorry. I'm hoping that over the weekend, I get my voice back a little bit. I feel like Ariel from The Little Mermaid. I tried to tell you if I lose my voice, it all goes away. Maybe I should try ASMR.
Oh, God, no. Is she going to do some ASMR
stuff?
Oh,
she loves ASMR.
That's where people talk where they're whispering and they're like, hey, I just want to talk like this. Please don't do that, Alex.
It's actually bad for your vocal cords.
Oh, gross.
This is my speaking voice. Do I sound sexy? Does this relax you?
No.
Sorry, guys. I miss you.
Aww.
Hi.
You know what, though? She should try singing because she's kind of hitting some of those Mariah Carey-esque
notes
when she gets up high. Once again, Alex says this happening yesterday is what caused her to lose her voice and blames me.
Silent night! Holy night! All is calm, all is bright. Round young virgin mother and child. Holy, if it's so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Yeah, wow. that is bad for your voice.
That's very, very bad. All right, well, Alex, we wish you all the best. We hope you feel better, and I hope you actually get your voice back, because that was horrendous. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, we're going to hook you up. It's our 12 Dots of Christmas with an Amazon Echo Dot. Here's the number to call if you want to get in to play the game. We're going to do catchphrase today. It's 833-JOE-ALEX. That number again is 833-563-2539. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Yeah. Good morning. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your morning. We're going to be giving away an Amazon Echo Dot right now. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be doing this all next week, too. We call it our 12 Dots of Christmas. And it is one of the greatest gifts in the world. I actually have an Amazon, what is it? I don't have a dot, but I have something similar.
Echo,
yeah. And I absolutely love it. This is so fun. It's convenient. And it's a really cool, great holiday gift for yourself or somebody. So thanks to our friends for hooking us up with that one. Today, we're going to play a little game. And it's going to be, I think, the first time ever that these two are going against each other. Alex is out sick today. So that means Liv the Web Girl will be taking on producer Porkchop. Who thinks they're going to win today's game?
Me.
Wow, that was quick.
I'm actually really good at this game.
Oh my gosh. He says he's really good at everything.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Let's get some teammates for you guys. We'll go to line number 7. Hey, Melissa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm just peachy. How are you?
Ooh, peachy.
Ooh, peachy's a good thing to be. All right. Would you want to be on Team Liv the Web Girl or Team Producer Porkchop, Melissa?
Team Liv.
All right.
We're going to kill it, Melissa.
Got faith in you.
All right, and then let's go to Gwen on line number 9. Hey, Gwen, you're on Team Pork Chop.
Hi, awesome.
Hey, Gwen, start thinking about who you want to gift that Amazon Echo Dot to.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I will.
So pretentious.
I know. You guys, I just love this. These two facing off today. And will we get to hear the victory song from Liv the Web Girl? Or for the first time on the Joe and Alex Show, will we get to play the victory song for producer Porkchop?
Yes.
I'm kind of rooting for Porkchop. All right, let me go over the rules real quick.
Of course.
We have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on your paper, okay? I have a copy over here so I can verify that and make sure you guys are actually doing it right. You can pass, but only one time. My only word of advice, because I remember one game where I got 0 right, is because we passed on the first one. So make sure you try to get it, you know, use that pass wisely. Otherwise, you could get stuck on a harder word.
Who's keeping score here? You got
I will keep track of
you
that.
You need a pen?
Yeah, I got a pen. Thank you. Whoever's got the most words right when the catchphrase clock goes off will be the winner in the event of the tie. I will explain the overtime rules.
Porkchop is being such a brown noser right now. Like, kissing Joe's butt isn't going to make you win.
It's not going to hurt you. I'm just saying, Liv, if you want to pucker up.
All right.
All right, here we go. Usually it's ladies first. Liv, would you like to go first for catchphrase, or would you like Porkchop and Gwen to go first? It's
I
your
want
call.
Porkchop and Gwen to go first.
Okay, I kind of see where they set the bar. So, Gwen, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
That means you're on top, Porkchop.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Melissa, make sure you are quiet in the background. And Gwen, keep on guessing when Porkchop gives you clues. Are you ready, Porkchop?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll begin catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, this is a drink you drink around the holiday time. It's an alcoholic beverage. Yep. They have wings. They're up in the sky with Jesus.
Birds?
Nope.
Angels.
Yes. These are an instrument that you ring. They have little dings, little dongs.
Pass.
Okay. This is it's red and white. It's a...
Candy cane.
Yep. Roasting on an open fire.
Marshmallows.
Nope. Roasting on an open fire. They're... Okay. When you're a kid... Okay. Pistachios. They're kind of what?
Nuts.
Okay, so roasting on an
almonds?
Open fire. No. Okay, when you're a kid, you have a toy. What? It's a box. It's called a toy.
Chess.
Yes.
Chess
so
nuts.
Yes. Jeez, oh, peace.
Okay.
All right. You guys got 4 right there. You
Those
really,
were so easy. I hope mine are as easy
you
as
really
his.
Struggled. Okay, don't look yet, Liv, but producer Porkchop and Gwen, man, look at him, how heated he is.
How many did we get?
You only got 4.
So you missed bells, a little instrument around the holiday times, ding-dongs.
Okay.
Man, you guys got hung up on those chestnuts.
Okay.
Liv, how you feeling?
I'm like nervous right now.
I'm like so mad.
Because Pork Chop gets so angry and it like makes me want to beat him even more. Melissa, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Be ready, girlfriend.
Here we go. Catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, this is a ballet at Christmas time.
The Nutcracker.
Okay, yes, this is what you put on the tree. You hang them.
Ornament.
Yes, okay, and this reindeer has a red nose.
Rudolph.
Okay, yes, you use this cookie to build a house during Christmas time.
Gingerbread.
Yes, okay, and this is a color, not silver, but...
gold.
Yes.
Great.
Dang, I already won.
We got a winner!
Woo! Woo! My one heart.
Can we just start the next song?
Melissa, I love you.
Liv, go get her information, would you?
You'll be my number one girl. Always taking time for you. I'ma tell you one time. Melissa, I love you. Melissa, I love you.
So dumb. So dumb.
Melissa, you rocked it. Rocked it.
Hey, I have kids. Those are pretty, like, they're pretty easy. Pretty
yeah.
Easy.
There we go. All right, Porkchop, any complaints or arguments?
Chestnuts. I don't know.
All right. That's how the nut rolls. Hey, thank you. Hang on the line. We're going to hook you up right now, Melissa, with the Amazon Echo Dot. Don't worry. We have 5 more chances next week. We're going to be giving away Amazon Echo Dots at 8, 7 Central next week on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You're so butthurt, aren't you? You're so mad.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever. Hit those horns for me. Oh, yeah. Liv and Porkchop on the horn today. Getting funky. Getting funky. Yeah. All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. We wish Alex well. She's out today. She lost her voice. If you missed it, here's Alex trying to talk.
Joe, it's Alex. That heavy metal voice.
Yeah, so Alex will not be on the show today, but filling in for her, doing an awesome job, Liv the Web Girl. I got a question, and I would love for you to give advice or tell me what you do. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. Save this into your phone. That's 833-563-2539. That way you can just easily call up the Joe and Alex Show anytime that you want to be a part of the conversation. You can also tweet us and follow us, our Instagram and Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. My question is this. What do you do with old cards? It could be a birthday card. It could be the holidays like Christmas or whatever's coming up. Anniversaries. Maybe you give one to your husband or your wife or your family member. Say, hey, happy anniversary on this. Do you keep them? Do you throw them out? I have a few that I keep just for sentimental value. But honestly, it's like... why? I feel so bad, though, as if somebody's going to like card check me like, hey, do you have that card I got you when you were 10? Like, how long do you keep stuff?
Or they're going to come over your house and expect to see it hanging up and it's...
on the fridge, yeah. Magneted up.
I never feel like that. This is actually super morbid. I only keep the cards of family members that I think are going to die within the next 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I know, okay. I told you it's morbid.
So, let's do the death game with your family. Okay. Who do you think is going to die in the next 10 years?
Oh,
who's up there?
So I always kept them from my grandma and grandpa. They both have passed away.
Okay.
Also, my great-grandmother, who was like a grandmother to me, we call her Nana. But she has passed away.
So
I was
right.
Kind of spot on. And then I also keep him, not that I think he's going to pass away within the next 10 years, but he's just like, there's a very special place in my heart for him, my Uncle Tommy.
Okay.
And he does not have a cell phone. He has never used a computer. He's never been on the internet. He doesn't know what Twitter is, Snapchat, Facebook. He doesn't know what any of that is. So it's like he's living in like the 80s or 90s.
Okay.
And so I know that cards mean a lot to him because that's the only way you can kind of communicate. So I keep those.
Okay. See, like I have a couple of cards. I'm trying to think. My dad passed away like 10 years ago. So maybe there'd be some people keep that for the handwriting stuff. I don't think I have any cards from him, but I do have from my wife. I think I have every anniversary card she gave me. And it's weird though. The cards are nice, but I mean, I still am kind of like, is there money in this thing? Okay, next. I don't know. I appreciate it, but I just,
I'm a person, as you've probably learned to know on the show, and Liv, you probably know more than anybody, seeing it, I hate clutter and I hate things.
Right,
and I just hate putting crap in a drawer. I'm like, what is the actual purpose of this besides looking at it? So I'm just like, let's get rid of these things. Alice, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you do with these cards? You keep them? Do you get rid of them?
So we keep them. My birthday is January 1st. And my mom and I, my mom's birthday is in February, and they would always send us Christmas cards and birthday cards together. So she'd get her birthday card, I'd get my birthday card, and we'd get a family Christmas card. Well, we had a competition when I was little. We would we had a big Santa sleigh with strings on it, and we would hang them on the wall. But now we actually make booklets out of them. So we hole punch the ends and then wrap all the cards from that year on that string, and then that's it. So I have, like, all my Christmas cards from Christmas and birthday cards from when I was, like, 5.
That's wild. Do you ever, like, go back and look at them?
Yes, totally.
You do?
It's really cool.
Okay. Interesting.
Hey, thank you,
that
Alice.
That does sound cool. That's a cool idea.
Yeah, we appreciate that one. Sarah's on the Joe and Alex show. And what do? You repurpose yours?
Yeah, so you take off the back part, like, when you open it up and there's the part where the person writes the message.
Yeah.
You just have, like, the pretty front of the card, and then you can use it to tag packages at Christmas or, like, a birthday present or something.
Wait, what do you mean you tag them? Like, do you just stick them on, like, the box? Or, like, do you stick them on, like, the piece of paper and make a makeshift card?
Yeah, so it's just, like, a Christmas tag, like, you know, that you, when you have a bunch of Christmas presents under the tree and they have people's names on them, you just use the old cards as the tags rather than going out and buying them.
That is the wildest thing I have ever heard in my life. Now Joe's going to start doing that.
That actually is a genius
idea.
Just
to, like, save money on, like, markers for, like, writing.
I'm a very cheap person. Hey, thank you, Sarah, for sharing that. Hold on. I want to see what Kathy has right here. Kathy, am I reading this right? What do you do with your cards?
I buy really nice Post-its, like decorative, colorful, and stuff like that. And then in Christmas cards, I'll use like Christmas tags, and I'll like put them inside the cards so that I don't have to write my name inside the card. It'll actually be blank if they pull the tag or the Post-it out, and they can reuse it. If it's a great card, then they can send it to their cousins or put a little Post-it in it, and they can sign it, and it can just be recycled throughout the year.
That is genius. Kathy has the best idea ever.
This is the craziest thing I have ever heard in my life. I didn't realize people repurpose cards. Like, are cards that expensive?
Yeah, they're like $5.
Yeah, this would be like $12, $13, $14 if you buy a nice one.
I didn't even know people still bought cards.
Yeah, like my Christmas cards are on layaway right now. They're so expensive. I mean,
I'm at a house right now, and they have birthday cards all over the house. And one is $5. One is $4.99. So right there in two cards is $10. This one is $4.99.
Wait, are you looking at cards right now, Kathy?
Yeah, I'm at a house right now that has a bunch of birthday cards laying around, and each one of them is anywhere from $3 to $5.
Dang, that's insane. Hey, thank you, Kathy, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Kaylin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say about this whole card thing? Do you keep them? Do you toss them? What do you do?
I actually keep them, but I don't keep the whole card. I actually just cut out the part that means something, and I store it in an album book, and I like write who it's from.
Okay,
so
you know
I don't keep the whole thing.
That's a good idea, because I feel like that saves space.
Wait, so keep their own personal message that they wrote in the card, or just the generic message that's printed on the card?
It just depends. Like, if it's something funny, like that I think that my grandpa would say to me, like, I'll keep it if he didn't write anything. But if he wrote something, I'd rather take what he wrote as opposed to
the
message.
Hey, thank you, Kaylin, for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's go to Katie real quick. You're on the Joe and Alex show, Katie. What's your grandma do with cards?
She has kept every single card artwork for the past 33 years.
What?
That's the oldest that's the oldest grandchild that we've ever sent her.
So what is it? Is it like a Leaning Tower of Pisa? Or?
She has like big boxes that have each of our name on them. And she has things going back from when I was like 8 months old in preschool, like just smearing paint everywhere. And I'm 26 now.
Aww.
Wow, that's going to be such a sweet thing to remember.
Imagine going back through those. Have you ever found like a $20 bill in one of them or something?
Not from my grandma's, but I personally like went through cards that she sent me, and I found like $100 check.
No way!
Yeah, I was like, can I still cash this?
Imagine.
Yeah, great grandma overdrafts. Thanks, Katie.
Oh, no.
We appreciate your call this morning. You can let us know too on our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, Jerry Seinfeld gives his opinion on Kevin Hart dropping out of the Oscars. CBS is facing its second sexual harassment allegation just this week, and this show might get another season.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jerry Seinfeld says Kevin Hart's decision to step down from hosting the Oscars after anti-gay tweets from 2009 to 2011 resurfaced is a loss for the Academy. Seinfeld made the comment while being interviewed by Willie Geist for his Hour of the Weekend Today show, which will air full on Sunday. Geist asked him about the current culture where people are being held accountable for things they may have said and or done years ago. Here's a clip of what Jerry had to say.
Kevin is in a position, because he's a brilliant comedian, to kind of decide what he wants to do. He doesn't have to step down, but he can. And when you look at that situation, well, who got screwed in that deal? I think Kevin's going to be fine. But how many find another Kevin Hart? That's not so easy.
Cybill Shepherd claims that her response to unwanted advances from former CBS chairman, CEO, and president Les Moonves was the reason her hit show, Cybill, was canceled early. In an interview, the actress said, "My show could have run for another 5 years, but I didn't fall on the right side of Les. I wasn't going to fall at all for Les." She explained that they went out to dinner and he told her his wife doesn't turn him on. Some mistresses doesn't turn him on, and I'm watching him drink alcohol. And he says, "Well, you know, why don't you let me take you home?" Shepherd told him she had her own ride and her series was later canceled, and that's the reason why.
What a creep.
Right. And sources say ABC is eyeing a second season of the Roseanne spinoff, The Conners. Apparently, preliminary talks are underway between the network and the series. Primary on-camera players including John Goodman, Lori Metcalf, Sarah Gilbert, and Leslie Goranson. After several weeks of ratings declines, The Conners' numbers appear to have leveled off and they are respectable. The Conners currently ranks as ABC's number one comedy while placing number two overall behind Grey's Anatomy. The Conners is set to resume its inaugural 11-episode season on January 8th, with the final set to air on January 22nd. The former co-host of The View, Sherry Shepherd, says she won't ever return to the show, The View.
The View was one of the best experiences of my life, mm-hmm. being close to Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg, my idol, and it was the best 8 years. But, you know, it's like going back to an old boyfriend and sleeping with him again. Then you look up and you go, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
Haven't we all? She became a permanent co-host of the show from 2007 to 2014, and she received several awards for her work on the show. Since leaving The View in 2014, Shepherd has continued to make several appearances on the show as a guest host, but doesn't see a permanent role coming to her ever again.
All right, cool. Thank you, Liv. That's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, have our number ready to call in, because if you've went through this, then maybe you can give some advice, or maybe you're thinking about doing this and you could learn something from it. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. When is the best time to break up? Do you do it like before the holiday, like before Christmas, or do you do it after? When is the best time to do that? We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
When is the best time during the holiday season to break up? I mean, do you do it like right as it's beginning before you actually get into it? Or do you wait till after Christmas and the presents have been given out? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. What are you laughing about, pork chop?
I'm laughing because, so my boyfriend and I, we've been together for 6.5, almost 7 years now. And, you know, that's a long time. So, yeah, there's been some bumps in there. And there was a part where we split for 4 months. And he had met another guy, and he started dating him. I feel so, I shouldn't be laughing, but the guy broke up with him on Christmas Eve.
Oh! savage move.
of course, I felt kind of bad, but
you loved it. You're like, yeah. Looks like I'm gonna have to come crawling back to Pork Chop.
He's like, oh, I felt kind of bad. He has the biggest smile on his face right
now. Stop it, Liv. Yeah. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You love that pain and misery.
Now, there are so many things that go into breaking up around the holidays.
Okay.
All right, depends on if you're in college or not. Definitely. If you're in college or not, you break up a week before finals, okay? Because you don't want to go through the breakup during finals. You don't want someone texting you and calling you while you're trying to study for finals. Also, you want to be single during breaks. When you go back home, everyone from your high school, everyone that you know from your college that's from your hometown, just parties and drinks, and you might get back together with some old flings just for the time being, just for the season.
A little bit of eggnog could get the mood just right.
Exactly. Also, this depends on your financial status. If you're broke, you need to break up before the holidays so you don't have to spend money on getting them gifts. If you're not broke, then you can wait through the holidays just until you get your presents, just because, like, who doesn't want some extra gifts?
I'm a little concerned, Liv.
And then you break up with them right after that, so you have New Year's Eve to be single.
All right, what are you concerned about, Pork Chop? You've heard her ideas.
Yeah, no, she's got this, like, way too down. Like you have a plan of attack. Like, you know, where is Jewel Daddy? Did he pass the point? He's safe, right?
Jewel Daddy's safe.
Oh,
Jewel
my
Daddy's
gosh.
Safe, but Liv the Web Girl was a bit of a savage back in her college days and high school days.
My goodness.
What do you think, Pork Chop?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll have to kind of agree with a lot of what you said, but I've never put that much thought into it.
Right. Well, then there's also the time that you kind of get into a relationship around the holidays, but everything's new, so you don't have to spend that much money on a Christmas present. Also, you have someone to text and you have someone to tell your family about when they ask you if you're single, if you're together at Christmas parties, everything like that.
But wait, okay, I'm wondering, because Pork Chop didn't bring it up, you didn't either. Does anybody actually think it's a good idea just to, I mean, fake it, you know, and get through the holidays, then afterwards break up? Because then you're going to have to, aren't you going to have to deal with all those questions from family members? Like, what happened with that? I really like Jimmy, or I like Susie. They were so good.
Here's
I can't believe
thing.
It.
I'm thinking about, like, not that serious of relationships. So it's not like they would be coming to your Christmas anyway. So you don't really have a lot of answers to question.
Let's talk to Nicole on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think? Before Christmas, after Christmas, when do you kind of break up or end things around the holidays?
Well, this is a story about my mom. She actually told me she's going to wait until after the holidays to break up with her boyfriend because she wants to see what kind of an effort he's going to put into present giving.
No. Absolutely. That makes total sense to me.
So wait, if he puts a lot of effort, does that mean mom's going to stick around or is she leaving no matter what?
I have no idea. She says she's going to just decide after the holidays.
This is so wrong. Let's ruin the surprise right now. Steve, don't get her any gifts.
No, but here's the thing. If you're thinking that, like, your significant other doesn't care about you and he doesn't put in a lot of effort or anything like that, then you want to wait around for Christmas because you're like, let's see how much an effort he puts in.
Nope.
Let's see how much thought he gives to these presents.
She just wants the gifts and then she's going to dump them.
More than that, whatever.
I broke up with my boyfriend years ago after the holidays, and I still feel guilty to this day, accepting presents.
So, like, how close after the holidays? Are we talking, like, January 2nd?
Yeah.
Now, what if there's a really expensive gift? Do you keep it?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't keep the gift?
No, that's, I wouldn't want it. I would be like, take this away. Like, take it back. I don't want anything that reminds me of you.
I agree.
All right, Nicole.
I would give it back.
Thank you for calling in. You got to give us a follow-up and let us know how things go with your mom and mom and the man.
I definitely will.
All right, we appreciate you.
You also have to make sure that you break up before Valentine's Day.
It's so sad.
All right.
I'm just being real.
It's the Joe and Alex show, giving the, you know, holiday relationship advice that you always need.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Coming up in about 6 minutes, we're going to give you your dummy of the day. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and I would never break up with you around the holidays. All right, time for dumb people doing dumb things. It's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, you know the old saying, hey, is there a banana in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Who hasn't heard that one or said that when they're in a frisky mood? Well, a Florida man was arrested for something similar to that. But no, there was no banana in his pocket. He was arrested for stuffing 11 bottles of Jack Daniels down his pants.
Oh, that's impressive.
It's very impressive. I mean, think about that. A fifth of Jack Daniels 11 times. How do you do that? How is that even
possible? I don't even
understand. He was involved in 8 thefts over the past 2 months where he stole over $8,000 worth of alcohol. I mean, this is a big deal. Now, what he would do is he would stick all the booze down his pants and then walk out of the store with a limp. So, like, did he seal off one of his pant legs? I don't understand how he did this. Police were finally able to track the guy down after identifying him from security footage, and he's facing felony charges because, as I mentioned, $8,000 in alcohol, though. But I guess it'll be a new saying, like, hey, you happy to see me, or is that just Jack Daniels in your
11
pants?
11 bottles of Jack Daniels. I know how he did. He's a hipster, so he's just got super, super tight pants on.
I don't even know how that would fit. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it out at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. This is something that it's funny to me, but what do I know? I don't have kids. But they're saying that, look, this is what kids are asking for Christmas, one of the big ones. And I think it's mainly girls that are asking for this. But I would love for parents to call in, or grandmas and grandmas, anybody that actually is buying gifts, maybe for their nieces and nephews too. Maybe you're an aunt or an uncle. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let us know on the show here, what's that big item that all the kids want that you keep on getting asked for? Because the big item this year, Liv, do you know what it is?
No, my mom has told me some presents that my nieces and nephews have seen on TV that they want, and they're wild. So I want to hear what this one is.
This is the wildest thing I've ever heard of. If you're not familiar, there's this $50 unicorn doll that poops a glittery slime out of a heart-shaped, well, you know, booty area. Now, here's the thing, though, too. The glitter doo-doo can be hard to clean up if you let it sit too long. And if you let it harden inside the unicorn, you're going to have to use, like, a toothpick to kind of scrape it and clean it out. But apparently, yes, there's this big unicorn doll that is $50, and all the kids, I assume mainly girls, but probably some boys too, are asking it for Christmas. They're saying it's like the Tickle Me Elmo craze. Like, that's how many people want that. Now, is that something that your mom's mentioned that, like, your family members want?
I have not heard of that, but that's insane, and I kind of want it. But at the same time, I can't believe they're marketing that to children. That is so weird.
It's perfect. Kids love unicorns. Even adults love unicorns. That's a very big thing. And the glittery doo-doo.
I have a
they love that gross
theory
stuff.
That kids are fascinated with going number two, with everything about it.
I think it's true. I'm an adult and I'm very fascinated by it. I get told all the time to quit talking on air about it.
When I was a kid, I rode horses, and I used to try to ride my horse into the piles of it, because after you ride it, you clean the horse and you have to scrape their hooves out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found a fascination in that. I thought it was so
that's
fun.
That's very weird.
Y'all are both crazy and disgusting.
I can't deny that. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. So that's what it is. At least that's what I've been told. This is the big article I read this morning. But what is it? If you're on the front lines as far as getting gifts this year, it all depends upon you. What are the kids asking for?
So there's a gift, a toy for kids, and it's called Greedy Grandma. And it's a sleeping grandma in like a recliner chair, and she's holding like a tray of things. Like it'll be cookies, coloring books, or
Werther's.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
and you have to like sneak and pull one out and try not to like hit of any other toys, or else you'll wake up the greedy grandma and she'll yell at you.
It kind of reminds me of like Operation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But it's like a grandmother yelling at you. And then there's also another one that is a baby going number two when it's little droplets, and you have to collect all of the droplets. And like whoever collects the most wins, kind of like Hungry Hippo, but with baby doo-doo.
All right. Well, doo-doo seems to be quite popular this year. Maybe they're onto something. 833-JOE-ALEX. Share with us. That's 833-563-2539. What is everyone asking for this year for Christmas? We are the Joe and Alex Show, and you're listening to Radio Now 100.9. Thank you. Some would say you have a refined ear listening to such a wonderful program. Nothing but the best. Like if we were a gasoline, you know how there's like regular, then there's like Supreme? This would definitely be Supreme.
Yeah, like diesel.
Well, yeah, okay. That's true.
I'm actually really shook right now because I just found out this girl that I was in a sorority with, she was engaged to this really hot guy.
Uh-huh.
And she started like a fitness Instagram. And then I just looked through her photos and she deleted all photos with her fiance. There's no more ring on her finger.
Oh.
And like people have to let us know what happened.
Oh, it's over. She's hot.
But I want to know what happened.
Now she's got some other Instagram dude, and now they're working out naked, you know, doing a couple of like bench presses and stuff. That's how it goes. I'm excited. Tonight is going to be awesome. You can join me and DJ Hugh Jeffner. We will be live at Taps and Dolls at After Six Lounge. So you come inside Taps and Dolls, first floor. We take that over right there, and it's going on tonight, 11 to 1, live inside Taps and Dolls, but also it'll be live on the radio all across Indianapolis. It's so cool. One thing I ask, if you come out there and you have fun, you get excited, you get drunk, don't swear. I don't want to get fired. You can't be like, it's my blanket birthday. It's like, it's my birthday. But it's a fun time. Come out there tonight. We're going to have music, as I said, by DJ Hugh Jeffner. We're going to have $25 bottles of champagne. And we got $3.50 Coors Lights. And it's going to be cool. We're going to have your chance to win tickets to New Kids on the Block at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Taps and Dolls is located at 247 South Meridian Street in downtown Indy. And if you want that VIP service, you can call their number, 317-638-8277. And speaking of VIP service, get on my guest list tonight. All you got to do is go to RadioNowIndy.com. It's like your name, your email, I think, and your number. That's all you do. And we'll pick somebody, and they're going to get the Taps and Dolls VIP experience. We are going to hook you up big. You're going to be balling.
Balling.
So after that, tonight I will recover and I'll sleep most of the day. Tomorrow I'll clean up my my house, and then I'm going to have you you rascals over for a little game night.
Yes. I'm going to win.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Are we partnering up with our significant others? Because I want to.
We can. I think it depends on where you sit, because everybody that's coming may not have a significant other.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I just realized?
What?
Tomorrow night at Joe's Game Night is going to be the first time that you're ever going to hear my pork chop winning music.
You need to stop with this.
Yeah, you're getting a little ahead of yourself. You got spanked today by Liv when you guys played catchphrase.
Okay, where's the money at? Put the money down, Liv. We're betting all we got, $1.
Liv, you don't have any money to do.
Neither does Porkchop.
I just said I'm betting all we got, $1. You don't have a dollar?
No.
I don't think she does.
Tripping.
All right, cool. Have yourself a great weekend. You can hear Porkchop get his butt kicked by Liv today if you check out the podcast at joeandalexshow.com. And follow us on Instagram. I'm really shallow, and if I don't get followers, I feel like I'm worthless. So it's Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us all on there. Alex is out today because she lost her voice. We wish her the best and hope she feels better.
Hope she finds it.
Yeah, come back, please. All right. Alex, don't say anything. Live the Web Grill and Porkchop, it's time to get out of here. We got to say goodbye.
Bye.